JazakAllah, Hazrat Mufti Sahab, for that beautiful presentation. Al-Badi'u bis-salam bari'um min al-kibr. The person who initiates salam first is free from pride. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Mufti Sahab, I think we're ready to fire today, inshaAllah.
Wa alaikum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Jee, Mawlana Salim Kareem, barakallah.
Salams, what happens if you adopt a non-Muslim child? What happens then? What surnames do you give the child?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Before we respond to that query, you know, every day, Alhamdulillah, thus far we give you our Ramadan diary. So while reading Fajr Salat, I remembered I didn't give you the diary of today. So today is the 12th of Ramadan Mubarak 1445. When we study our golden history of more than 1400 years, we find that it was on the 12th of Ramadan and Gregorian calendar 879 Gregorian calendar, 12th Ramadan in Cairo in Egypt. The big Masjid Ahmad bin Tulun Masjid was completed. I've been to Cairo and that 5, 6, 7 times, I can't remember exactly. So it is known as the city with 1,000 minarets. You know, minaret, we say in English, they say minarets. So that is the tall, tall towers like. So if you go there, you will find that this masjid, I've been there, mashallah, and it's like in an oval shape, you know, and a very unique shape and beautiful masjid, one of the old masjid there, and masajid there in Cairo and Africa. So it was on the 12th of Ramadan and the year that 879, we find that this masjid was completed. And one more thing regarding this, remember the oldest masjid in the continent of Africa is there in Egypt after the Sahaba conquered Cairo Fustat, and that is Masjid Amr bin As. The Sahaba, 70-80 of them, on the 1st of Ramadan, 20th year after the Hijrah, during the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, then the first thing they did was build a masjid and a mosque there. Okay, here to answer your query, three issues. Number one, you must study chapter 33, verse number 5, as I explained to you before I went for prayer. Second one is this, if a person adopts a small baby and that baby's parents are non-Muslims, Butalezi or Malema or Mandela or Pitskit or Daktek or Bhuta or Ramsami or Munsami or what have you. So in a case like that, could the hadith of Bukhari Sharif will come in handy. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullu mawludin yuladu alal fitra, that every child is born on the ability, capacity and capability of Islam, so they considered Muslim. Fa abawahu yuhawidanihi or yunassiranihi or yumajjisani. It is the parents, the society that makes their child a Jew, a Christian, a Zoroastrian fire worshipper. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So the child is considered a Muslim. Therefore we, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the mainstream Muslims, say that children who are not mature and baligh will enter Jannah and paradise. And regarding non-Muslims, when they embrace Islam, then the name they will change if the name they have is not a good meaning, got not a good Islamic name. But the surname, whatever it is, that will remain as it is. So if that surname of that baby is Butalezi or Naidu or Munsami or Govansami or Pitskit or whatever you, so they will stay with that. Ikrimah, the Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala an, who gave his life during the battle of Yarmouk, remember, is known as Ikrimah bin Abi Jahl. So the surname always remains, but the name he will change if the name is not suitable.
Some people can't leave their addiction of watching reels in Ramadan, reels on TikTok, Facebook. Please educate the people, Mufti Sahab.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in Surah Nur, Surah number 24 of the Noble Quran. And you should know two things regarding this chapter. Chapter 24, comprising 64 verses, and thereafter another dimension that you should know. In verses 30, 31, Almighty Allah addresses the male and female separately. When something is very, very important, then Almighty Allah addresses them independently, separately. This you won't find everywhere in the Quran, only few places. Chapter 24, verse 30, 31, I read for you. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَهُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَذُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Tell the believing men to lower their gazes and protect their private parts. ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. This is the starting point of tazkiyah, of purifying, cleansing our hearts, our minds, and so forth. Next verse, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْدُدْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ. And tell the believing women, they must lower their gazes and protect their private parts and so forth. Our mother Siddiqa bint Siddiq radiallahu anhuma, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, used to say, أَلِّمُوا نِسَاءَكُمْ سُورَةَ النُّورِ. Go see the book, you must remember, Rawai'ul Bayan fi Ahkam al-Quran, and the Tafasir and various compilations of our Ustad, our Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, rahimahullah. He's buried there in Istanbul, Turkey. In his one tafsir, which he edited, Tanwirul Adhan, so there he writes, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wrote a letter, وَكَتَبَ Umar Amirul Mu'mineen ila Ahli Iraq. He wrote a letter to the people of Iraq, أَلِّمُوا نِسَاءَكُمْ سُورَةَ النُّورِ. Now let us just look at this for a minute. Now when we are addicted to, remember, TikTok or to the movies or the reels and videos and so forth, so what you see, you want to try. So that is how people get addicted to Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, pornography and so forth and so on. And then you see they want to try it also. فَإِنَّ الْفَرْجَ يُصَدِّقُهُ أَوْ يُكَذِّبُهُ. Then remember the private part will either confirm it or reject it. So we see today, how live non-Muslims. How many Muslim men, how many Muslim women are involved in zina, fornication, adultery, or the beginning of it? What do we mean by the beginning of it? وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا. The boys and the girls sending messages to one another, but they're total strangers to one another, emails flying to the females, and they consider it as totally normal. That's the thing. They don't even consider it as a sin. They're already making their dates already for Eid day and the Eid weekend from now. So you say, no, now Ramadan we little bit good, for post Ramadan Eid day we will meet here and the weekend of Eid. So already the communication. So this is what Islam eradicates completely. Hadith in Kanzul Ummal, Sahamun min Sihami Iblis. When you stare, you look at the opposite gender and so forth, and remember you got nothing to do with that male or female, then that is one of the poisonous arrows of Iblis. So therefore in Islam we have to guard our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our anatomy. Inna sam'a wal basara wal fu'ada kullu dhalika anhu mas'ula. Everything will be questioned about, our eyes, our ears, our thoughts, everything, because we're plotting, planning, and then we are going to fulfill and then complete that crime and so forth. Allah alone protect us.
Mufti Sahib, can we pick certain surahs and read them first as per preferential order, but still completing the full 30 juz, 114 surahs, not read in consecutive order as in the Quran?
Remember, you are not going to read in sequence. For example, yesterday was Friday, so now you had not reached the 15 juz, and then you read Suratul Kahf. and that actually Surah Kaf you're supposed to read on Monday, Tuesday, but you read it on Friday because there's great virtue in that. So we will say best is that you read the Quran Sharif in sequence, but if somebody read it like how you are suggesting, we will still say the Quran Sharif is complete, but remember it is not desirable to do so. That best is that what we do, we follow the sequence of the Noble Quran. We, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe that all this is tawqifi. What's the meaning of tawqifi? This was what the wahi, Almighty Allah, sent, the revelation to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then the Master alayhi salatu salam told the two groups and panels in front of him, in front of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hufaz, those who are memorizing it, this verse will be read here, this verse will be read there, and the kuttab and the scribes who were writing like Zayd bin Thabit, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu and others, that write this verse here, write this verse here. So therefore we must follow that. Any person, any organization who says they will start reading the Quran Sharif with Iqra Bismi and end it off with Iza Ja'a and so forth, we reject that totally. Remember, these are the works of Shaitan, and they just want to do it so just quick fame and so forth. Khalif tu Uraf is a saying in Arabic. Do things funny, you know, against the norm, and you'll get quick fame and so forth. We reject that. This ijma on the sequence of the Noble Quran.
Muslims don't believe in securing their future and believe that God will provide for their families. You guys are very stupid by not investing in life insurance. Yet you know that death is inevitable. Who will take care of your family when you're gone? God can't be seen and cannot be your spouse. Please comment.
My brother, we thank you very much for your question, waking up early in the morning and lending us your ear. So let us juxtapose and let us compare our Islamic system and your system, right? So the Islamic system is this: my wife gave birth to a baby girl, so I will take care as a father of that baby daughter from her time of birth right till the time of her marriage, and thereafter her husband will take care of her expenses till death and so forth. And if he passes away before her, then her children, her family and so forth must come, the heirs, so they will all assist and so forth. And if there's nobody, the Muslim community, we have our checks and balances, we have zakat, and we have mandatory charity, and so forth and so on. So in Islam, and if it's a baby boy, then till the age of 15, 16, it is my responsibility. And thereafter, if I do anything for him, for my son, I'm just doing him a favor, like how my beloved father, at the age of 17, sent me overseas, and I spent 7 years there overseas, so approximately. So he was just doing me a favor, it's not something mandatory, compulsory upon him. So the point you need to understand. Now let us look at your system. Your system is that your name is Tom, Dick and Mary, right? So before you even die, you're in the debt trap. So you already go into debt before death. How? That you have to start paying for funeral insurance, because the day you die, you have to worry about your coffin, you have to worry about your limousine, you have to worry about how much you're going to pay the church and what have you and so forth, all the people who will cremate you and what have you. So already the problem starts. Second one is this: you say that you must take out life insurance. In Mansa Dwert is Anil Mansa Bruert. Now we go yesterday, Friday, go to Thursday, today, Saturday. So yeah, in South Africa, you had a big short guy in the business world, Marcus Schuster. So he's Afrikaner from the name you can make out. So they say he was multi-billion, multi-million and so forth and so on. The more you have, then the bigger problems you want. How many times the wife poisoned the husband, or she got the hitman to get rid of him? How many times the husband got rid of the wife and so forth? Because why? He wanted to inherit and receive that insurance money and so forth. So what is our objection on the life insurance and so forth? Number one is this: it is gambling. Number two, it is interest. You paid, my brother, for 1 year and your payment was $500,000, $1 million, but your payout will be $10 million, $5 million. So how can that be justified? Another person pays, and he pays $10 million, and then he receives $10 million. So if you paid that amount and you receive that capital amount, so that is fine. But that is not the aim of life insurance. The way it is sold to the people, who will look after your children? So who was you, I'm asking you, who was maintaining you, sustaining you, when you were in the home of your mother? Was it your father? Was it your mother? Who was looking after you? So remember the first verse in the opening chapter, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, all praise to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, provider of all the worlds. So he provides, who's providing for the entire universe and creation, all the animals and all the reptiles and all the insects and so forth and so on. So we have the checks and balances. You don't have that, and therefore you resort to your gambling and interest, and both are unacceptable in Islam. So therefore the capitalistic society, the secular society, and the Zionist philosophy and democracy, all these are considered as satanic systems in Islam and can never ever be practiced by Muslims according to the Western norms.
Muslims, Jews, Christians, Buddhists, Hindus, etc., all of you claim to follow gods you don't even know. Yet your gods tell you people not to spill any blood or have any conflict with each other. Yet you don't follow his commands. I may be an atheist, however, my actions speak louder than words. I don't have to announce any good or bad things to the world like you guys do.
My brother, thank you for your question. First and foremost, let us start at your starting point. That is true. Every religion will tell you that they are following the true religion. Whether it's a Jew, whether it's a Christian, whether it's a Hindu, whether it's a Buddhist or what have you. So our question to all of them will be, show us your constitution. When we went to the Jew and asked him, show us your Torah that was revealed to Prophet Moses, they cannot show us one single copy. They cannot show us one person in the entire big wide world who has memorized it, the same Torah that was sent to Prophet Moses, Moshi, as the Jews say. We say Musa, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. When we went to the Christians and the Pope and the clergy, we asked them, show us one copy of the Injil, the Gospel, the Bible, that same Injil Gospel that was revealed to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. In the entire world, they cannot do that. And not one person has memorized it in the original language that it was revealed to Jesus, peace be upon him, the Prophet and Messenger. Similarly, you go with other faiths. But when you come to Islam, then we are the only people who have the same constitution that was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 114 chapters, 6,236 verses, and we have millions of people who have memorized it from cover to cover. And you see now in the month of Ramadan, daytime we are fasting and nighttime, remember, we are reading it by memory. So that is why we say from the bottom of our heart, Islam is the only true religion and Islam is the only way for salvation in the year after. All other systems lead to hell. Second one, regarding conflict and wars and blood spilling and what have you. So who is doing it? Who is invading the countries? When you want ceasefire day in Palestine and Gaza, then three different times over 100 countries say we want, but America uses its veto. When you say that Israel 1948, then that is how they came into existence. So who was there before? So remember, if they are squatters, they are invaders. So that is the trouble with you whiteies. You'll want white hegemony and you'll want that we must be second class, third class. And we say, no, we're not going to accept that nonsense of you. We will settle it on our terms. One settler, one bullet. Whether it be in Kashmir in India, whether it be in Syria there in Damascus, whether it be in Burma, whether it be in Palestine, or whether it be in any other part of the world. So you want to come steal our resources, our land, our religion, our places of worship. So that is where the problem comes. We don't come in the from World War II till now. Go read, America invaded more than 50 countries. So that is where the problem lies, brother. And you say you're an atheist. Just ask yourself, that day in Durban, you got high tide and low tide. And you in your own body, you got high tide, low tide, my brother. Who's making all that happen? You yourself. Think about it. Don't be a fool. Right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Jazakallah, Mufti Sahab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give